Coddersill's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, Fan Friday with only half the fans, but we have got Jay the Red. Mickey the Blue hasn't surfaced from his holiday. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Steve. You're okay?
Yeah, thanks for joining me. We'll find Mickey sometime. Let's crack on with the Reds. Right, a little bit of good news on the Liverpool front in terms of Joel Matip. And his indication now is that there'll be no African Cup of Nations duty, which all Liverpool fans will be breathing a sigh of relief about.
Well, yeah, we expected that anyway, didn't we? I mean, obviously he was in a little bit of dispute, wasn't he, with his national team, and he hadn't played for them for a while anyway. So it was a little bit of a shocker, really, when it came to light that he was considering maybe going there, and he'd had a talk with the national coach. But, I mean, I suppose it's only obvious that the national coach would want him because, you know, we can see ourselves what a fantastic player he is. And, you know, obviously Liverpool missed him a little bit, didn't he, at the weekend against Bournemouth, because I think if he would have started that game, the calm and influence that he has on the back line, that just simply wouldn't have happened, that capitulation. So, you know, it is vital that he's going to be available, and let's hope he's back at the weekend against West Ham.
I think in most Liverpool fans' eyes, he is the long-term future. He is something to be built around.
Well, yeah, you know, he's had a very good age, isn't he? We got him on a free transfer, and sometimes when you get free transfers, it's normally at the other end of the career, but we've got this lad when he's, you know, obviously in a very good point in his career. I think he's 24, 25 years of age, and, you know, he just looks like a fantastic player. And, you know, as I said before, the calm and influence that he has on the back line, it's evident, isn't it? And, you know, no disrespect to the likes of Lucas and Lovren, but they're not a patch on him. And people have said, haven't they, that Lovren seemed to have performed a little bit better this season. And it's a lot of it is down to when he's playing against Matip, but, you know, he's playing alongside him, he's his partner. And, you know, fair play to Lucas. He stepped in and done a job for us in the past, but ultimately he's a centre midfielder by trade. And, you know, I think sometimes it can be evident, you know, it was just a capitulation last week. It was a little bit embarrassing. I thought that those were the days of the past, but, you know, it just shows you in football anything can happen.
But what about Lovren's longer-term future? I've sort of sensed by what you're saying there, you don't think he's the long-term partner for Joel Matip. Am I right and wrong or saying that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when we first signed him, you spend a lot of money on him, £20 million, and in his first season, he was awful, to be honest. Let's be brutally honest about it. He was terrible. And, you know, obviously, he's come on leaps and bounds under Jurgen Klopp, but in my opinion, obviously, in them 12 months, it wasn't very hard, was it, to be a little bit better than what he was showing in his first season. And I just think he's simply not good enough. You know, he's error-prone, isn't he? And I think he set the tone, really, against Bournemouth with, you know, the terrible mistake that led to the penalty. Put Milner in a bad position, he gave away the penalty, and then, you know, we just fell apart then, and that was the start of it for me. And it's not just that game, you can look at other games. I mean, look at the Crystal Palace game away from home. I mean, what was he doing there, you know, when let Crystal Palace back in the game? And, you know, we went on to win that game, and it wasn't that much of an issue, but when you look back at his mistakes, he's simply not good enough.
Let's talk about the keeper as well, just behind them. So loads of debate amongst Liverpool fans as to whether he's the man to keep the gloves long-term. We had Bruce Grobbelaar in yesterday. He's still absolutely confident that this lad, Loris Karius, can become one of the best goalkeepers in the Premier League. He's putting his own reputation on that. He was saying, it happened to me. He said, I had a stinker of a first half season when I arrived at Liverpool Football Club. Is Loris, in your mind, going to break through and change everyone's minds?
I really don't know, to be honest. I mean, he's played his 8 or 9 games now, and not really had a great deal to do. And when he has had stuff to do, he's not looked the best, has he? I mean, I've said time and time again, Simon Mignolet's not good enough, and he makes loads of mistakes. There's no confidence in him at all. Doesn't instill any confidence in the defence. But Karius doesn't look any better to me. But you don't want to write a lad off. He's only young. He's only played a handful of games. But, you know, he hasn't had a very good start. And people are saying, you know, look at David De Gea. He was awful in his first season at Man United, and then he come on, and now he's one of the best goalkeepers in the world. But I can see what Bruce is saying as well. You know, obviously you want to try and build a little bit of confidence, you know, talk the lad up and hope and pray that he does come good. But just because other players and other goalkeepers have done it in the past doesn't necessarily mean he's going to do it. I think with some of the fans, you know, obviously people are prepared to give him a chance, but I think some of it is blind faith as well, because I think they're looking and Jurgen Klopp signed this goalkeeper. Jurgen Klopp thinks this goalkeeper's good enough. So people are having the blind faith thinking, well, he's going to be good enough because Klopp says so. That's not always the case in football. And at the moment, he's got to improve a great deal for me to show that he is good enough. But he's got time on his side and we're prepared to give him a chance.
Not sure how busy he'll be on Sunday. West Ham haven't been that great this season. In fact, you know, not many people would be tipping them to come to Anfield and and pick up anything on Sunday. Liverpool will probably have a little bit of hunger in their hearts to maybe make amends for the defeat at Bournemouth.
Well, I mean, Liverpool have played West Ham quite a few times in modern times. Obviously, last season we had a FA Cup tie against them and went to a replay. We haven't done very well against them. We haven't got the best of records, and neither has Klopp. And, you know, I think it'll be a tough game. There's no doubt about it. I know they're no great shakes this season, and they are struggling. They've got a few injuries as well. But I think Andy Carroll's back now, and we all know what he's like in the air, so he could cause us a few problems from set pieces. But yeah, you're right. You know, it's the type of game that Liverpool needs, really. A team that's lacking in confidence, not playing very well at all. And you've got to think Liverpool can get the 3 points and they're ripe for a hiding on Sunday.
Yeah, especially because Chelsea are playing at midday just before Liverpool in a game that you'd expect them to win against West Brom. All of a sudden, you know, as Liverpool fans, you're looking at the teams at the very top. So Arsenal are just on the coattails of Chelsea. You don't want to lose any ground at this moment in time.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, the start of the season, the aim was to get into the top four. And I think at this moment in time, they're looking comfortable for that position. I know we're only 3 points ahead of Spurs now, we're fifth. But it's just all about momentum. You know, obviously, we took a little bit of a blow there at the weekend against Bournemouth. We can get back on track with a 3 points against West Ham. I'm sure we'll be fine. When it comes to the title aspirations, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it was a little bit of a reality check. You probably will struggle to win a league title with, you know, a little bit of a defence and a goalkeeper that aren't 100% sure, you know, that you're not 100% sure about. You can't just do it on attacking instincts alone. But, you know, as I say, as the season goes on, I mean, we've already done all right now, haven't we, when you think we've got no European football, so we've got preparation in between games. But now the games come thick and fast, approaching Christmas and New Year time. So just let's hope and pray we can get 3 points on Sunday and then everything will be rosy again.
Jay, brilliant to catch up. Thank you very much indeed, pal.
All the best, Steve.
That's Jay the Red.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff. Radio City Talk.